are living in urgent times. If you are living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, my friends, it is a pleasure to be with you today. January 31st, 2022. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's the end of January, and we have had a beautiful snowstorm over the weekend here in the Philadelphia area. And we pray for our friends in New England who suffered a major hit with a blizzard, and our friends in New Jersey as well. So let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we consecrate and dedicate this radio broadcast to you, our Sacred Heart, and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We pray for all the angels and saints to protect the equipment, to protect the transmission, and of course, to bring all the listeners who need to listen to this broadcast. We thank you, Blessed Lady, Queen of Peace, for being with us in a very special way today. And Lord Jesus, we entrust all those who are suffering today, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, that Our Lady, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reach down and touch your hearts and your spirit in a very special way, that you are moved to a newer level of conversion, to a newer level of confidence that the Lord is in charge. We entrust all this in your holy name. Amen. And let us pray a Hail Mary together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I have to tell you a story. About 10 days ago, my husband and I pray every morning. And as we were praying, and after we were finished our rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet and all the other prayers of intercession, the Lord placed on my heart the name Dennis Nolan. And now, of course, we all know Dennis Nolan from this apostolate, this magnificent man behind the scenes. But this particular Dennis Nolan, I hadn't really even thought about maybe 15 years. And I said to my husband, the Lord wants me to ask him to be on the radio broadcast. I didn't even know if I have his old contact information, at which time I went to my phone and my index of contacts, and up pops Dennis Nolan, his phone number and email address. And I said, Our Lady wants him on this broadcast. She has a special reason. I don't know what it is, but for his name to come out of nowhere, when I wasn't even thinking of radio, she has a plan. And I've learned through 40 plus years in ministry to listen to those very little moments of her speaking into my heart, to pay attention, because it's not loud clangs of thunder and cymbals and big voices from heaven. It's always a little thought that's placed in my heart. So Dennis Nolan, we are thrilled that he will be with us today. For those of you who don't know Dennis, Dennis is the president and chief executive officer at Mary TV, based in Notre Dame, Indiana. Many of us say Notre Dame here in the Philadelphia market, Indiana. And Mary TV, my friends, is a lay apostolate founded to put modern technology at Our Lady's service, to bring her presence in Medjugorje and to the world. And it began in 2008. When I emailed Dennis back, I said, you know, Dennis, I don't know a whole lot about Mary TV. I remember it launching, but then the Lord took me in another direction, and I really didn't really become involved in any follow-up to Mary TV. And then when he sent me the mission statement and the link just said, Blessed Mother, you have a plan with him being on the radio today. Many of you in the Philadelphia, Maryland, Delaware, New York, and across the country who are listening, you may remember the days of Dennis Nolan and the huge Medjugorje conferences at Notre Dame. Do you remember all that? Beautiful, beautiful conferences. Great formation for all of our people. And Dennis transitioned to Mary TV, which is a whole other story, which will, I hope he takes the time to spend sharing that story of the transition from the conferences of Mary, from Mary TV and backwards to the Medjugorje conferences. He's a man who never gave up on Medjugorje, who's been involved since the beginning. So this should be a very powerful broadcast. And I ask that you tell your friends to tune in, because this certainly was anointed by Our Lady. No way would I think of Dennis Nolan on a cold, snowy day here in the Philadelphia market after a family rosary and Divine Mercy chaplet. It wasn't that I was thinking of anything in terms of radio at that time. So I know Our Lady has a special plan. She didn't unveil what that special plan is, but it is a special plan because we know, friends, that in his Sign Catholic radio network is over 45 consecutive years on the air. That's right. Not on and off because of money or any other situation. 45 plus years consecutively on the air, run by volunteers with one paid employee. That's right. All the broadcasters are volunteers. Kathleen McCarthy is now the president of In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. Dominic Lettieri was the original founder and president who passed away 15 years ago. So, praying about this program today, I said, Dear Blessed Lady, you want a message to go out to our people. And if you're just tuning in for the first time and you're hearing Medjugorje, yes, Medjugorje, I went there in 1987 to produce a documentary and produced several documentaries on Medjugorje during that time, in which myself and the film crew had to literally hide when we went to interview Father Jozo Zafko and Tihalina, and the helicopters were flying overhead. They did not want us to interview Father Jozo. And so I was involved in Medjugorje in the early days in the production of several documentaries. And also a friend of John Bird from the BBC, who produced a major documentary on Medjugorje. Many, many hundreds of documentaries have been made during that period of time. But it was Dennis Nolan who took the message to heart. He and his wife, Kathy, have been involved in this work of ministry all these years. They never walked away. Our Lady kept them rooted in her graces to continue the message of evangelization. For you see, my friends, Mary TV is a lay apostolate founded to put modern communication technology at Our Lady's service to bring her presence in Medjugorje and to the world. So I can't think of a better person to update all of you who are listening today than Dennis Nolan. I can't think of anyone better. He knows the past, the present, and perhaps what is planned for the future in Medjugorje. What's happening with the visionaries? What's happening with the secrets? I've read so much about the secrets, and people think they know the secrets and what's going to happen, but Dennis knows the sequence because he's very close to the visionaries and all that is happening there. So I haven't been there since the fields were empty, and, you know, we really couldn't. We had to be very careful in our production back then, and today I understand it's quite different. So I can't wait to have Dennis on the air with us. I can't wait. It will be a blessing not only to me but to all of you. So tell your friends, run. Tell your friends to tune in. We are going live with Dennis Nolan, the president and chief executive officer of Mary TV, based in Notre Dame, Indiana. And it's all about bringing Our Lady's presence in Medjugorje to the world. So it is a very sacred and special broadcast, and I pray that it touches your life as anticipated through this very powerful Catholic radio network. I'm waiting for him to call in. I don't think they're on a different time zone, but through the grace of God, we will know that how special he is once he's on the air. He's also an author. He's been on television, on radio. He has spent his life, and he still lives in Notre Dame, Indiana, married with a family. And if you look him up, you'll see. And I want you to look up Mary TV and to read all about the mission. There's a beautiful video at the beginning of the website. It is magnificent video of the origin and where it's going and what Our Lady has planned for Mary TV. So I ask that you tune in and be sure to tell your friends that this, will you hope to rebroadcast this at a later date. So I'm praying and emailing him like, where are you? Hopefully through the grace of God, everything will be fine. So sometimes people, there are different time zones they're living in, and it becomes a problem. You know, one time I had a very famous guest on radio with me, and he was in another time zone, and he forgot. So I'm praying that Dennis can reach through and call in to us right now. So, Frank, when he comes through, let me know. I'm trying to email him now to make sure everything's okay. Sometimes our clocks are a little different, or he may be tied up. I'm asking, where are you? We're on radio right now. I hope you can hear me. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray Hail Mary that he can get through. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Dear Blessed Lady, please bring Dennis through, that everything will be okay.
He's on the line now.
Okay, Dennis, I was worried that you may be in another time zone today. Hello, Dennis? Okay, Frank, I can't hear anything at this moment.
Hello?
Hello, Dennis, you're live on the air.
Oh, hi. Gosh, it's so nice to hear your voice. God bless you. It's been many years, Anne. Praise God.
Do you know it has to be over 15 years, Dennis?
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Well, I looked at your picture on the webpage, and you're getting younger.
Oh, no, that's a fake picture.
Okay,
no, praise. I'm not getting younger. I'm 68 years old now, Dennis.
Praise God. You want to hear a beautiful story?
Yes, I would love it.
Once Ivanka told me, when I was there staying at her house, the visionary in Medjugorje, that... you know, her mother had died the month before Our Lady started appearing. And Ivanka told me that five times Our Lady had brought her mother with her during the apparition. And then she had told another friend that each time she saw her mother, she was more beautiful. And then Maria explained it. She said, because of the beatific vision and being with God in heaven, we will become more beautiful with each day. And that will never end.
Oh.
So something to look forward to, huh?
Yes, yes. You know, Dennis, I was telling our listeners before you came on the air how my husband and I were praying our daily rosary, and your name just popped up. And I said to my husband, I have no idea how to get in touch with Dennis. It's been so many years. And then I went to my phone, and it came right up on the phone.
Well, praise God. Well,
and I knew Our Lady had a special plan for you being on the air today, and I thank you for saying yes.
Oh,
Dennis,
thank
tell
you.
Our listeners about Mary TV. Just do a quick synopsis of what Mary TV is and how they can tune into it.
Well, it's a internet television broadcast station from Medjugorje that broadcasts in high definition 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have testimonies on there. We have the English Mass. We record and play every day. We live stream the Croatian Mass and the rosaries with the parish. We go up the mountains with the parish when they're going up, live streaming it to the world. So you can have Medjugorje coming into your house 24/7. Mary, it's a free MaryTV.tv. It's an internet TV channel that runs. Now, how that happened, it's all just by the grace of God. It just prayed. And I knew it was really important to John Paul II, using modern means of communication technologies. And so just prayed. As a matter of fact, wow, tell your listeners that they can go to MaryTV.tv on their iPhone or on a Roku box or on free apps or on Roku or Amazon Fire Stick or Apple TV or on your computer, on your phone. Go to MaryTV.tv, and there's a little Stories from Dennis that I just started up again.
Oh, I watched them.
Story of how MaryTV, part of it, how it began. As a result of Notre Dame's victory over UCLA in the January 19th, 1974 basketball game. Now, that should get their attention. Look at the first story from Dennis. It's right there on the webpage.
So when
again,
I say your names to people that you're going to
I need one of my sons to play a DVD in the DVD player. I always have. I'm totally inept when it comes to any technology. I mean, even to use the phone here, my wife is trying to set it up for me. But Our Lady just brought the right people together. And, for instance, the guy who built the first digital TV station in the world, Tom Attasso, who 2 months after John Paul II was elected Pope, Tom was called to Rome to start filming with John Paul II, and what he did in his extensive filming became 5 years later the beginning of Vatican TV. He had built radio and TV stations throughout the 16 former communist countries of the East Bloc after the fall of the Berlin Wall at the direction of the American bishops. He was doing television long before Mother Angelica, was the expert in TV, Catholic TV, and he runs our channel and has for many years. Our Lady's just brought different people together, and it's a wonderful thing. Because Medjugorje, oh my goodness, praise God. John Paul II said on February 24th, 1990, Medjugorje is the spiritual center of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So if you want to know, Our Lady's coming. She's coming every day. She still comes, and she's filled with joy, because this is not the devil's time, as he's trying to get everybody to believe. She said on January 25th, 1997, "This time is my time." He's panicking. He has no future. She's told us that she rejoices in the grace that God has given her for us and our descendants. She's staying as queen, and he's being routed. He may not stay as prince of the world. He has no future, and that's why he's throwing everything he can right now against God's children.
Listen, so are you still in touch
quiet,
with
I'm
the
visionary? I'm
going to
keep talking.
I'm sorry. Are you still in touch with
told
the visionary?
Us, July 2nd, 2016. "Dear children, my real living presence among you should make you happy, because this is the great love of my son. He is sending me among you so that with a motherly love I may grant you safety." And more we're seeing that only Our Lady has been given by God the promise of victory now, because we're dealing with Satan. Everybody recognizes his shameful face. She had told us, am I talking too much?
No, I just want to make sure you can hear me clearly. No, please, I every word that you're sharing is important to all of us.
Well, she told us on August 25th, 1991, she asked for 9 days of prayer and sacrifice so that with your help, everything that I desire to realize through the secrets I began in Fatima may be fulfilled. I call you, dear children, to now grasp the importance of my coming and the seriousness of the situation. I want to save all souls, present them to God. Therefore, let us pray that everything I've begun be fully realized. She just needs us by her side, not to leave. That's the only time in all her messages of over 40 years now that she ever mentioned another apparition. And it's what John Paul had said on March 25, 1985. He had said, Medjugorje is the continuation and fulfillment of Fatima. The next month, on September 25, 91, she told us, dear children, today in a special way, I invite you all to prayer and renunciation, just some kind of sacrifice. For now, as never before, Satan wants to show the world his shameful face, by which he wants to seduce as many people as possible onto the way of death and sin. Therefore, dear children, help my mighty heart to triumph. I beseech all of you to offer prayers and sacrifices for my intentions. So it's just what Sister Lucia had said was coming.
Oh, that's awesome.
Seeing it played out right now, Our Lady of the Rosary. Same Blessed Mother has come. If you look at any history books, they'll tell you that the Cold War was from 1951 until August of 1991. Our Lady got what she asked for. But it doesn't mean the devil stops. He continuing to try his stuff. And all we need to do is stay by the side of Mary. When John Paul the Great canonized Maximilian Kolbe, he designated him the saint for these difficult times. Maximilian Kolbe had told the church, and John Paul the Great knew this was true, the Immaculate alone has from God the promise of victory over Satan. She seeks those that would consecrate themselves entirely to her, that would become in her hands forceful instruments for the defeat of Satan and the spread of God's kingdom. But now we know it's a complete routing of Satan as prince of the world. So there's something wonderful ahead of us. Every day Our Lady still comes to three of the visionaries, and she is filled with joy. She can't wait for what's coming. Listen, as long as you're quiet, I'll keep talking.
No, Dennis, I'm thinking, you know, I don't think people know that Our Lady is still appearing daily in Medjugorje to three of the visionaries.
Oh, praise Jesus. And once a year to the other three for the rest of their lives. So her presence is very powerful. She said, she told us, this is the time of grace which God gives you through my presence. She herself is the time of grace. Yeah, you need to know about Our Lady coming, because the grace is just incredible. Get an Apple TV and have it coming into your house. Mary TV, it's just a conduit with Medjugorje that it can come into your house all day long.
See, this is why Our Lady wants you on the air today. People don't know of this. We have to help to market this because people need hope.
Help
and you're providing
this.
Hope through Our Lady's messages today.
Let me tell you, I took my kids many, many, many years ago to watch an Indiana Jones movie. And I'm at the beginning of the movie, Michael Jackson sang a two-minute ad for Pepsi Cola. And I sat there in the state of shock. And I realized we're doing a better job of giving Pepsi-Cola to the world than telling them about God's peace plan for the world, sending the Queen of Peace, Mary, coming. Now, she alone has the promise of victory over Satan, and that's what we're dealing with now. You want your family. You want to get under her name. There's a real grace with the presence of Mary that you experience. It's tangible. And the enemy right now, what did Our Lady say? She told us in 1985, be happy with me, I am happy with you. You know, some of my friends who are intellectuals can't understand how Mary could be so joyful in this time. Well, I'll tell you why. Listen to this. Maybe there's somebody out there who knows about Medjugorje already. And as each visionary gets the 10th secret, then Our Lady stops appearing to them on a daily basis, only once a year for the rest of their life. Well, she gave all of us the 10 secrets. And you know that? September 2nd, 2011, Our Lady gave us all the 10 secrets. Want to hear them?
Yeah, you know, that's another thing that most people don't know.
Oh, man. When the Hansers von Balthasar, the doctoral, Cardinal Ratzinger's doctoral thesis was under his direction.
Mm-hmm.
He had said there's only one danger alone for Medjugorje, that people will let it pass them by. You know that on November 2nd, I think, 2014, Our Lady said, my son promised me that evil will never win because you, the souls of the just, are here. There's only one person who doesn't want people to know about Medjugorje. So be excited. Go to Mary TV, and at least you'll be able to be connected to the parish itself. This is a unique apparition in that it's to a parish that Our Lady comes. And the grace is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Praise God.
You know, Dennis, here, can you hear me
secrets
clearly?
You. On September 2nd, 2011, the Blessed Mother said,
go there.
Dear children, with all my heart and soul full of faith and love in the Heavenly Father, I gave my son to you and am giving him to you anew. We don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. My son has brought you, the people of the entire world, to know the only true God and his love. He has led you on the way of truth and made you brothers and sisters. Now, he's done it, and, of course, that doesn't mean everybody has accepted it. But then she goes on to say, therefore, my children, do not wander. Do not close your heart before that truth, hope, and love. Everything around you is passing, and everything is falling apart. Only the glory of God remains. Now, that's good news. Only the glory of God remains. But it's dangerous news if I'm wandering in the wrong place. Everything around you is passing, and everything is falling apart. This is not the devil's time. This is God's time. And it's like an exorcism we're seeing. He's being routed as Prince of the World. If you've ever been around an exorcism, it can be ugly while it happens. Therefore, my children, do not wander. Do not close your heart before that truth, open love. Everything around you is passing, and everything is falling apart. Only the glory of God remains. Therefore, and this is the only part of the Ten Secrets I need that's relevant for me. Therefore, renounce everything that distances you from the Lord. Adore him alone, because he is the only true God. I am with you, and I will remain with you. I am especially praying for the shepherds, that they may be worthy representatives of my son and may lead you with love on the way of truth.
Amen.
And she said, these words of mine are familiar to you because they are the truth, and the truth does not change. It is only that many of my children have forgotten it. My children, my words are neither old nor new. They are eternal. Therefore, I invite you, my children, to observe well the signs of the times. She told us, my presence is a sign of love here while I am with you to protect you. On September 25th, 2019, she told us to rejoice in the love. And she, listen to this. She told us, day by day, God is wrapping us with her presence. She told us on July 2nd, 2014. Now, St. Francis didn't have this said to him. Nobody had this said to him in the past. She said, you are a part of me. Okay, the first monthly message she gave, and then I'll be quiet. The first monthly message she gave, in the beginning it was to the parish, she was giving messages, and then the first monthly message out to the world, she asked us to live the new life from today onwards. She just means the faith that for many of us got destroyed in the 60s or whatever. For God has chosen each one of you in order to use you for the great plan of salvation of mankind. You cannot comprehend how great your role is in God's plan. Therefore, dear children, pray so that through prayer you might comprehend God's plan through you. I am with you so that you can realize it completely. Thank you.
Amen. Dennis, we're going to cut to a commercial break. I ask that you stay on the line. Friends, when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dennis Nolan, President and Chief Executive Officer at Mary TV. Exciting second half of the program. Please stay tuned.
This is Lucille Francesco.
I'm writing this radio commercial on the 22nd of August, Feast of the Queenship of Mary, and on also, which was the apparition of Our Lady of Knock yesterday. This is the very first time I was ever led to do a commercial break on a specific date and then be asked to publicly note it. And thanksgiving to all of you for supporting us these past four decades in fidelity and love, I commend each of you and every single member of your families to Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth. Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In his sign, Catholic Radio is under the patronage of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. Our studio is called Kolbe Communications Center. We too continue to preach and teach the truth of our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church under the mantle of the Immaculate. As with the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head, I am standing in faith and I am praying for the next 12 months, 12 stars may come forth to be the corona shining through the darkness at this time, in this age, to help keep this apostolate on the air, to preach, to teach, to heal, to deliver. The teachings of our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Will you be one of those stars? I'm praying for 12 stars to help keep In His Sign Catholic Radio on the air. Thank you and God bless you.
Well, friends, I'm calling in from a remote location today. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, and our special guest today is Dennis Nolan, President and CEO of Mary TV, based in Notre Dame, Indiana. And many of you may or may not have heard Mary TV, but I'm highly encouraging you to tune into MaryTV.tv on your Roku, your Apple TV, through your computer. If you've been wondering what's happening in Medjugorje, this is the site that you need to stream into your home. It's a free app, a free site, and we're going to have Dennis speak to this in a few minutes, but I highly encourage you to have your friends tune into the rest of this program because Dennis Nolan is a gem, and we are so thrilled to have him live on the air to talk about our Blessed Mother, Our Lady Queen of Peace, and what she has in store for all of us, that this is a message of hope. No doom and gloom, but Our Lady has a message of hope for all of us today. So, Dennis, you're back live with me.
Thanks,
I hope
girl.
You can hear me okay.
Repeat that, and I didn't catch it.
Yeah, we're having a hard time connecting with each other. Can you hear me? I can
hear you great.
Okay.
Listen, is this program In His Sign?
Yes. In His Sign Catholic Radio.
Listen to these words from Our Lady. Medjugorje is a sign to all of you and a call to pray and live the days of grace that God is giving you. Praise God.
Wow. This is over 45 years old.
That's right. Praise God. And the grace is increasing. The grace is increasing. Do you know back in 1987, I believe it was, Satan offered to give back to God the rest of the world in exchange for Medjugorje. He started realizing what was happening there in this nondescript little tiny village, humble little place, much like Nazareth. Mary coming. He's terrified of the Blessed Mother. And she's come now to rout him and to deliver her children from him. And boy, the 20th century has just seen him, the 21st century too. It's all come to a climax. him trying to, Revelations 12, devour her kids. And she's not going to let it happen. So be happy. Be joyful. Our Lady is coming. You just turn to her. If you don't, you know, you can hear awful things on the internet. People, I know a guy, because his wife left him, he told her, if you don't come back to me, this was a very violent man. If you don't come back to me, I'll destroy the things closest to your heart. So he spent his millions of dollars making fake documentaries anyway to try to destroy Medjugorje. God bless the poor fellow. But just turn to Our Lady. Turn to Jesus and ask him to, you don't want to be miss this. Our Lady told us 15 years ago, dear children, also in this difficult time, God's love sends me to you. My children, do not be afraid. I am with you. With complete trust, give me your hearts, that I may help you to recognize the signs of the time in which you live. I will help you to come to know the love of my Son. I will triumph through you.
Dennis, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
A question for you. A lot of media here discussing the 10 secrets. You know, a lot of hype. Oh, the 10 secrets are going to be revealed. We're in difficult times. You're very close to the visionaries. Tell our listeners the truth about what they are saying about the 10 secrets.
You mean what the media is saying, people are saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of hype, you know, misinformation. But tell our listeners the truth about
I'll tell you, the visionaries are joyful. Our Lady is joyful. She comes every day and she's filled with joy, and it seems like that joy is increasing. I saw something the other day where it said Our Lady told Yvonne this, some terrible stuff. Not true. None of that stuff is true. None of that stuff is true. It's a serious time. She's really serious. She's praying hard. She's calling us to pray for peace. Do you want to know what Our Lady is saying? Read her last message, for crying out loud. It was given to all of us. I'll read it to you right now. January 25th, 2022. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll go to Our Lady herself. Dear children, today I am calling you to return to personal prayer. Little children, do not forget that Satan is strong and that he wants to attract all the more souls to himself. That is why you be vigilant in prayer and resolute in the good. I am with you and am blessing all of you with my motherly blessing. Thank you for having responded to my call. You know, when Maria receives the monthly message, she then speaks to Father Livio of Radio Maria in Italy, and they both talk about the message. So it's nice to hear what Maria has to say, her own take on the message that she just received, and then we get it. And so by the grace of God, we have their conversation translated into English at the top of Mary TV's webpage. And Father, it's just interesting. It's nice to hear them, what they have to say. I won't get into it right now. Our time is precious. But there's none of that stuff, okay? It's the devil who wants his shameful face. He wants to spread doom and gloom. And I remember one time I was with Mariana, and she gave a message, and it was March 18th, oh, I forget what year, a long time ago. And Jesus, Our Lady had said, why do you fear what is to come? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, in the message. So the next day asked Mariana, what is there to fear? Because a lot of people are leaving Medjugorje, a lot of pilgrims, afraid. And Mariana said, oh, there is nothing to fear. Our Lady was referring to the fear pilgrims are bringing with them to Medjugorje because of listening to other messages. So now look, you don't have to be even spiritual to see the times are very serious. And you don't even have to be religious to see the face of Satan, to recognize the existence of Satan. His shameful face is everywhere now. These are just serious times. That's why it's 40 years every day Our Lady's been coming. And she's, with each day, I think she's increasing in power and Satan is decreasing, even though he's becoming more and more warlike because he knows his time is short. That's what the scripture says, Revelations. The only enmity ever established by God in all of salvation history is between the woman and her seed and Satan and his. And Genesis 3:15, the first book of the Bible, we see it played out in the last book of the Bible. Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil's come down to you in great wrath, because he knows his time is short. Well, his time is finished now. But it's really serious to what did Our Lady say? It's really serious. Therefore, my children, do not wander. Do not close your heart before that truth, hope, and love. Everything around you is passing, and everything is falling apart. Only the glory of God remains. Therefore, renounce everything that distances you from the Lord, from Jesus. Adore him alone, because he's the only true God. I am with you, and I will remain with you.
So, Dennis, tell our listeners, you know, a plan of action. Besides having everyone...
Okay, I got the plan of action. I'll tell you what it is. I got it right here.
Okay.
Want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the plan of action, my friends. Our Lady told us on August 8th, 1985. How many years ago is that? 37 years ago? She told us the plan of action. I'm quoting the Blessed Mother's own words right now. Dear children, today I call you especially now to advance against Satan by means of prayer. Satan wants to work still more now that you know he is at work. Dear children, put on the armor for battle, and with the rosary in your hand, defeat him. Thank you for having responded to my call. That's what to do. Turn off the radio when you're in the car. Just pray the rosary right now. When Our Lady's going in for the kill against the devil. Sister Lucia Fatima, 20 years or so before Our Lady started coming to Medjugorje, said, the Most Holy Virgin did not tell me that we are in the last times of the world, but she made me understand this for three reasons. The first reason is because she told me that the devil is in the mood for engaging in a decisive battle against the Virgin, and a decisive battle is the final battle, where one side will be victorious and the other side will suffer defeat. Also, from now on, we must choose sides. Either we are for God or we are for the devil. There is no other possibility. The second reason is because she said to my cousins as well as to myself that God is giving two last remedies to the world. These are the Holy Rosary and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. These are the last true two remedies which signify that there will not be others. And that's where the rosary and prayer is just exploding in Medjugorje. People are from all over the world constantly praying the rosary. It's Our Lady of Fatima who is there, now fulfilling what she began in Fatima. What did she begin in Fatima? Nevertheless, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart. Now, that's the final battle, and that's what we're in right now. So just take the rosary, and always keep the rosary in your hand as a sign to Satan that you belong to me. That's another quote from Our Lady, February 25th, 1988. So it's great. We got the easiest job in the world of anybody ever who was a Christian. Now at the climax of the times, of the final battle, Our Lady's come to do it all. All we got to do is stay by her side. Don't get seduced by other stuff. You know, so many people have gotten their vocation, gotten their call, received the grace from Medjugorje, and then they get siphoned off. Don't get siphoned off from the real, living, breathing, Blessed Mother here with us, Our Lady of Medjugorje. Dear children, again, she said to us, July 2nd, 2016, but none of these dates are relevant. Every one of these messages are for today, and they become more relevant with each passing day. Dear children, my real living presence among you should make you happy, because this is the great love of my Son. He is sending me among you so that with a motherly love I may grant you safety. And then she goes into the importance of the Eucharist. Trust in my Son, because he will do for you what you would not even know how to ask for. By the way, that's what I just noticed last night. my wife and I will say often, the ace up the sleeve of the Father for this time is Our Lady of Medjugorje, the presence mm-hmm. of Mary here with us, Mary and her messages that bring heaven. She said on April 25th, 2011, I'm with you and I unceasingly pray for you that your life may be a reflection of heaven here on earth. The ace up the other sleeve is divine mercy through St. Faustina, preparing for the return of Christ. I just noticed last night that Jesus tells St. Faustina very clearly, you know, that mercy is his greatest attribute. In heaven, no angel, no saint ever, for eternity, will ever be able to fathom God's mercy. It is so great, it's beyond what we can comprehend constantly. Jesus said very clearly to St. Faustina, only one thing draws down God's mercy. And boy, do we need it now. The whole world needs it now. Only one thing, and that is trust in Jesus. And what does Our Lady say in that July 2nd, 2016 message? Trust in my Son, because he will do for you what you would not even know how to ask for. Mary is essential right now. You know, Mary is essential right now because the battle is so intense with the devil. You can't just set her aside right now. Mother Teresa of Calcutta said something, it was in the prayers of Mass some time ago. I had it written down here. It's so beautiful. She said, she asked, let's pray for, here's what she said. Let us beg from Our Lady to make our hearts meek and humble. You know, she's told us, I want to carry each one of you in my womb as I carried my Son Jesus. That's the grace of the presence right now. You don't want to miss it. The presence of Our Lady of Medjugorje with us. No wonder all hell has come against Medjugorje. Listen to what Mother Teresa said. And she wrote me, by the way, and said, we are all praying one Hail Mary before Holy Mass to Our Lady of Medjugorje. But here she said, let us beg from Our Lady to make our hearts meek and humble like her Son's was. It was from her and in her that the heart of Jesus was formed. The heart beating in Jesus' body, glorified now in heaven, came from his mother and was formed by his mother. You can't separate the mystery of Mary now. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the beloved daughter of the Father, spouse of the Holy Spirit, mother of the Son, they want Mary front and circle now. She's the one given promise over Satan to crush his head. And she just asks us to be with her, not to leave her side. And always keep the rosary in your hand, February 24th, 1988. This message she had asked us to pray for those who are serving Satan. February 25th, 1988, she said, you get my thanks, but in heaven you get the Father's reward. Because he loves all these people. He wants to save them. And if the truth be known, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I know I would be in the wrong spot. Maybe serving Satan because I went to college in the 60s and had the dangerous study theology then. But she said, but don't worry, you know, humble prayer can disarm him. And always keep the rosary in your hand as a sign to Satan that you belong to me. That makes me think of the scripture passage, in the last days the devil will roam around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. It's really serious now. It's serious now. You know, what did Sister Lucia say? I just read it. Either we are for God or we are for the devil. There's no other possibility. So grab the rosary and be happy, for crying out loud. Find out about Our Lady coming. She comes every day. And I am with you and I shall remain with you. She rejoices in the grace God has given her for us and our descendants. The future does not belong to Satan. He has no victory here. The future is hers. But it's a serious time to get quickly under her mantle. What did she say? Your children, my real living presence among you should make you happy, because this is the great love of my Son. He is sending me among you so that with a motherly love I may grant you safety.
Janice, this is your time. you have the microphone and you're in front of hundreds of thousands of people. What do you believe Our Lady wants you to say today to all of our listeners, besides all the beautiful information that you've shared, the inspirational and life-changing messages that Our Lady has given us? This is your moment, Dennis Nolan.
Well, here's what she'd like me to tell you. She's told us, I love each one of you as much as I love my son, Jesus. Man, just get close to Mary. Just start praying the rosary. Just start praying and watch what happens. Through prayer, dear children, you'll discover the greatest joy and the way out of every situation that has no exit, she's told us. The devil wants us to be, he wants us, his shameful face. Don't be watching what comes to your inbox on your iPhone. He's manipulating everything to fill us with darkness, take hope away. What did she tell us on, dear children, with great joy today I'm carrying my son Jesus to you for him to give you his peace. Okay, here's what I want to tell you. Listen to this message she gave on December 25th, 2016, but it's more relevant for right now than when she gave it. Dear children, with great joy today I'm carrying my son Jesus to you for him to give you his peace. Open your hearts, little children, and be joyful that you can receive it. Heaven is with you and is fighting for peace in your hearts, in the families, and in the world, and you, little children, help with your prayers for it to be so. I bless you with my son Jesus and call you not to lose hope and for your gaze and heart to always be directed towards heaven and eternity. In this way, you will be open to God and to his plans. Thank you for having responded to my call. Get an Apple TV, or for your parents or your friends, $50, you can get an Amazon Fire Stick or a Roku box that could play on your television, Mary TV, only because it's the conduit with Medjugorje.
Why don't you give the name of the website for Mary TV, Dennis?
Okay, it's just marytv.tv.
Mm-hmm.
www.marytv.tv. And you just the witness of faith of pilgrims from all over the world, the prayer going on constantly, it'll be coming into your house, and believe me, the devil won't want to come near it. Our Lady tells us Jesus is wrapping us day by day. God is wrapping us with her presence. You want that grace. You don't want to miss it. You are, dear children, I always lived humbly, courageously, and in hope. I knew I became cognizant that God is in us and we're in God. I'm asking the same of you. I desire for all of you to be with me in eternity because you are a part of me. Boy, none of the saints of the past ever had that said to them. I will help you on your way. My love will envelop you like a mantle and make of you apostles of my light, of God's light. With the love that comes forth from humility, you will bring light to where darkness, blindness rule. You will be bringing my son, who is the light of the world. Listen to Our Lady. My wife writes a reflection every night. She has for more than 20 years on Our Lady's messages. Start incorporating them into your life, and all of a sudden you'll find out, you'll discover that what she said on April 25th, 2011 is being fulfilled. I am with you, and I unceasingly pray for you that your life may be a reflection of heaven here on earth. Okay, last message. On August 25th, 2011, dear children, today I call you to pray and fast for my intentions because Satan wants to destroy my plan. Here I began with this parish and invited the entire world. Many have responded, but there's an enormous number of those who do not want to hear or accept my call. Therefore, you who have said yes, be strong and resolute. Thank you for having responded to my call. There it is in black and white. Everybody has an invitation to Medjugorje. Here I began with this parish and invited the entire world. There's only one person who doesn't want you to know about the present, the real living, breathing, blessed mother here with us right now. We know who that is.
Would you like to pray for our listeners in closing, Dennis, you and your wife? Oh. By the way, I would like to have Kathy on in the coming weeks to share some of her reflections, if she would be willing to come on.
Oh, she would be great. She's a lot better than me. You know, when when she was getting her graduate degree in theology, the president of the Mariological Society of America wrote me and said he was going to insist that she become a professional member when she got her degree, because he said she has the unique combination of the gift of a scholar's intellect and a mother's heart. But she gives herself to the gospel now. So, yes, that would be great. She would love to do it.
Wonderful.
What do I say? What do I say at the end? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. She's not just praying for us. She's with us now in this extraordinary way. You know, John Paul always wanted to go to Medjugorje. Politics kept him out. Don't let anything keep you out. Praise God.
Amen. Well, thank you, Dennis Nolan, for being with us live on the air today. And I hope to have you back again, along with Kathy.
Praise God. Well, you want Kathy. And everybody, watch the stories with Dennis at Mary TV, the first one, where I talk about Notre Dame-UCLA basketball game.
I will. And again, my friends, it's marytv.tv. Make sure, as soon as this radio broadcast is off, that you check it out, marytv.tv. We're going to participate in bringing the message of Medjugorje back to those who have died in the pews, who have died at home and who have gotten the rosary. It's time to wake up, my friends. It's time to wake up for Our Lady.
Amen.
Thank you, Dennis. We love you.
Thank you, Ann.
We will be connecting again.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. And God bless everybody who's with us on the airwaves.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. All right, my friends. I hope you enjoyed and were inspired by Dennis Nolan. You could hear and feel his enthusiasm for Our Lady. It's a message of hope. Even though there's doom and gloom on radio, on TV, in the print media, this radio broadcast, this radio station is about bringing hope in the midst of darkness. And Dennis Nolan and his wife, Kathy, have certainly been beacons of hope during many dark times, including now. And again, marytv.tv, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. If you have Fire Stick and Roku and all the, if you go to Mary TV on your cell phone or on the internet, you'll see how to download this right into your house and read Dennis's special stories and Kathy's reflections and updates on Medjugorje. You need to know, and not from the press. You need to know directly from the source. So in future weeks, friends, I'm going to be having many more special guests like Dennis Nolan on. And it's time to get your backpack filled with the rosary, the holy rosary, holy water, the sacramentals. Try to make visits to adoration to receive the Eucharist as much as possible. We cannot forget that we need this remedy, especially in this time of confusion. So, my friends, until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.